Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about being both for and against. You'll understand what I mean. We're going to read to you from Nahum chapter 2, verse 13. We read this. Behold, I am against you, says the Lord of hosts. I will burn your chariots in smoke, and the sword shall devour your young lions. I will cut off your prey from the earth, and the voice of your messengers shall be heard no more. If you ask anyone to name some of the great prophets of the Old Testament, they probably will not mention Nahum. His book is short in length, and it's not primarily addressed to the people of Israel. Instead, the prophet Nahum of Israel spoke against the political and military superpower of his day, the Assyrian Empire. Specifically, this is a book of a pronouncement of judgment against the city of Nineveh, the capital city of Assyria. This city heard the preaching of Jonah 100 years before and repented then. But at this later time, Nahum addressed a city that had slipped back into sin and was again ripe for judgment. In chapter 2, which is really a masterpiece of ancient literature, Nahum spoke in vivid images about the assault of an attacking army against Nineveh. In Nahum chapter 2, verse 13, the last verse of the chapter, God vowed to conquer the stubborn and evil city. And he states simply in his vow, "Behold, I am against you." Now I want you to think of those words. "Behold, I am against you." Those are terrible words to hear from God. You see, we rightly celebrate the truth of Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? The principle is true and at work in the life of the Christian, the one who has put their faith in Jesus and lives by that same faith. Friend, if God is for you, it doesn't matter who's against you. It doesn't matter because one person with God is an unconquerable majority. But accordingly, the opposite is also true. If God is against you, then who can be for you? If you set yourself against God, you can only expect to lose. Your arms are too short to box with God, and that's why it's more important than ever to be a Romans 8:31 person instead of a Nahum 2:13 person, to have God for you instead of against you. Now, certainly, some people in this world think that God is for them when he's really not. Other people think that God is against them when he's really not. How can one know for certain? The answer really is not very complicated. We simply find someone whom we know is on God's side. And I suggest to you, Jesus of Nazareth. Then by faith, we connect ourselves to Jesus and do everything we can to stay in that connection and to nurture the strength of that connection. Of course, all the while, God is working in us and through us to do these things. But since he works through our will and through our choices, we need to decide to do this. When we are with Jesus, we can be assured that God is for us. Your heart is weak, and it tends towards legalism and unbelief, yet you can know that God is for you. You failed God time and again, but he's for you. You're often ignorant, but he's for you. You have not yet brought forth much fruit, but he's for you. God the Father is undeniably for Jesus. You are in Jesus, so he's also for you. It wasn't that way for the proud city of Nineveh. To emphasize that point, Nahum made it clear that this word came from the Lord of hosts. Friends, it's bad when God is against you. It's even worse when the Lord of hosts is against you. This title refers to God's place as commander-in-chief over all the armies of heaven. the God of mighty armies is not the one to have against you. Therefore, Nahum could say this with authority, the voice of your messengers shall be heard no more. Nineveh enjoyed its status as a power center of the world, and it relished the fact that the voice of her messengers commanded attention in palaces all over the world. That day would come to an end under the judgment of God, because he was against them. So here's the question to ask. Is God for you, or is he against you? The key is your faith connection with Jesus Christ, connected with a real living faith that shows itself in action and not merely opinions. Keep that connection and get excited about the truth. God is for you in Jesus Christ. That's something you can be happy about, and be happy about it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.